They'd be hard to do. Yes, queen, yes, 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 queen, queen. Oh, this is in the newest comedy, Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And Paul S. is talking. And Scott's just up and just goes, yes, queen!
It's funny when boys say girl or queen or something.
Isn't that frustrating though? It's like funnier when a boy dresses as a girl than a girl dressing as a boy.
I don't think either of those things are funny. Like, what
no,
do you mean?
Like, so say we're doing sketch comedy, right? And yeah. We dress like a boy as a girl with like a really shitty wig.
Oh, yeah, and a like, dress. Yeah.
And you're like, lol. And then, but if I come out dressed as like a boy,
she's like, huh.
Yeah. Unless I'm doing like a funny so little shit. Boy, like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm a little boy.
I'm a little boy.
I'm a little boy.
Little boy. Little girl.
Little girl. From Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Little Gale. Oh, it come from that TV show. Not Chosen One? I Am Juan. It was like it was a fucking squirrel thing on ABC. What?
No, is it after my time?
Maybe. It depends on when you stopped watching ABC, because I have still yet to stop watching ABC for children.
I can't watch it now because, like, Postman Pat, Bananas and Pajamas, all the grades.
Yeah.
Are like computer animation.
Yeah, I know.
And I just like that's.
They put two, B1 and B2s out of a job.
That and also Amy. Like what's with all the other characters and Morgan and Lulu, and like there's all these new characters now.
Is Lulu the boy?
No, Morgan's the boy.
Oh my god, that was the dumbest thing I've ever said in my head. In my face. Who are the extra characters?
I'm not sure. I haven't sat down to a full episode yet.
Oh.
But dun, dun. I have. So, like, in the Bananas and Pajamas universe, there was B1, B2, Lulu, Morgan, Amy.
Radis. I mean, not Radis. That's medically out of the kit.
The rat
in the hat.
The rat in the hat.
Did he have a hat?
Yeah.
I am a naughty rat. What would he say? He'd say something like, he'd say something like, oh, I'm a naughty rat, or I'm a bad rat.
Yeah, something like that.
With his cheese.
And Maggie the magpie. No, it wasn't Maggie.
What? It was Maggie. Yeah.
Anyway, they were the. That was like all in the Bananas universe. Yeah. And now, like, oh. You know, I've flipped through the channels, and there's just random characters.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because, like, yeah, they've got more money to splash around because they're not paying, small people for the, like, for Morgan, Amy, and Lulu. Are they, like, kids in there?
They wouldn't be able to put kids in there. No, you know what? Maybe it's relative to the size. Like, Bananas might be just really big costumes, but the adults only come up to the middle.
Yeah. Possibly. How do they get in the doors?
I don't know. Man, it's, you know, something I struggle with every day.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking too much into this.
Yeah, bananas and pajamas. But yeah, so like, it was like, it's like, I am like something one. And he'd like bust in and he had this terrible Mexican accent.
Oh, hang on, I haven't watched this before. Is it like, like Reggae Mouse or something?
No, Rasta I was going to say, it's similar to Rasta Mouse, like the same amount of racist.
Yeah.
Me Rasta Mouse Man.
Me Rasta Mouse Man.
That's almost Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Me Rasta Mouse Man. Me an Italian mouse.
Pasta Mouse Man. That
Pasta Mouse Man.
Me Rasta Mouse Man.
It's a spicy meatball. It's a spicy cheese and meatball.
Oh my god, I'd love a meatball RN.
Starving. We just ordered pizza.
So hungry, waiting for my pizza in my faces.
She go and get some pizza. She go and put in her face. We also got pasta salad.
Yeah.
Was your mouth open in a yawn or just in like a shock?
No. Oh, nothing. I was just like moving.
I looked over and you're like.
I think it was excitement. Like. It was like this. Yeah, chicken pasta.
Carbo loading Jade. Because, you know, I'm in the men's division this year for my weightlifting championships.
Reals?
Yeah, they were just like, you're too strong for the women's.
Oh, for women's?
Yeah, so they're like, just go do the men's.
What's welterweight?
Welterweight?
Mm.
Waterweight?
Oh, well.
It's a different way of saying waterweight. Welterweight.
Welterweight.
No, wait, what? So yeah, I have to eat 27,000 calories a day.
Really? To burn them off? Do you burn them off, or do you build
to bulk? I'm bulking.
Does that mean that you're building it into muscle?
Yeah, absolutely, it does.
Oh, that's so good. I'm so happy for you.
Because I'm so short, I run the risk of just being this tiny little brick. Like, I'm going to go sideways.
Built like a brick shit house?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, really solid.
But, like, a brick shit house, does that mean, like,
I actually don't know if I'm getting that saying right. Was I telling you about this saying that my mum says, and no one had heard of it before? She has so many good ones.
Yeah.
Sitting up like Jackie.
No, was it? Did she know a Jackie that sat up?
No. I googled it the other day. So it just means someone that like oh look at you sitting up like Jackie, like sort of like all cocky. No, I thought it was Jackie O as well.
Yeah.
It comes from like a few different things that I can't remember.
Yeah.
But the last one, all really good. But one of the things was like from maybe from Jack Horner. Because he's, like, sitting in his corner eating his pumpkin pie or whatever. That was one of them, but there were, like, two other EGs that it could have been from.
I love...
They're like, oh, look at you sitting up like Jackie. Or mum is like... Because I always say it about Daisy, my little deer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at Daisy sitting up like Jackie.
That, I would absolutely use it to describe a pet that is, like, on the bed or
especially
something.
Especially cats. Yeah. Cats always sit up like Jackie.
Mum used to say, look at you, Queen Muck. Is it Queen Muck or Princess Muck?
Oh, yeah. Princess Muck? No. Lord Muck. The girl version of that. Lady Muck?
Lady Muck? Lady Marmalade. Look at you sitting up there like Lady Marmalade. Kitchy, Nichi, Gawa, Yaya. Ulu, Buku, Say, Ame, Soa. Says what?
Says what?
Lady Muck. I think it's...
Lady Muck, yeah.
I think it's Lady Muck, yeah.
What is it?
Oh, well, this is what my mum was saying.
Yeah, use it in your mum's sentence.
I was like, oh, I really don't want eggs. They make me feel sick. Oh, well, look at you, Lady Muck.
Oh, okay, like princess or like...
Yeah. Oh, the Queen of Sheba as well I used to get. Why did everybody... Also, my extended family, Princess Ella. What is it about me that is so fucking regal? Nothing that I
can think of. Yeah, I can't think of much. Like, not in a nasty way, but like in a good way. Like, I don't think you're very...
But, like, either way, like, I don't think I'm as dramatic as I am a tantrum-throwing princess, but I'm also not delicate enough to be a princess.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm a...
Are you fussy?
I used to be fussy with my food when I was younger.
Yeah. Don't know.
But yeah, like
maybe you actually are like an heir to a throne,
and everyone
knows, and no one has said anything. They think that you already know, so they call you princess because that's like your
my
name.
Title.
That's your title, and oh my God. Like you just have no idea. Your dad like went to give you the papers, and he slid it under the door, but it accidentally went between the carpet and the floor. Have a look. Have a look.
Why I'm a court, like I have a court jester on staff. So strange, but you know what? I was going to tweet yesterday. You guys would tell me if I was in the Truman Show, right? Except for obviously it'd be the Ella Show.
Yeah.
But like, imagine that.
Seriously. Quiet, long hair, and I. Sorry, no. If you are, I don't know about it. That's what I was going to say.
Right, okay, cool.
Quiet, long hair, and I always used to, like, or maybe I would sort of more joke about it. Like, I'd try to do the long con with him.
Yeah.
Like, he'd say something, and I'd, like, pretend that I was looking into a camera and sort of, like, shake my head or, like, whatever. Or I'd, like, pretend to take phone calls and be like, yeah, he's here, so I can't, like, I'll tell him. Yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not very good at lying.
Yeah. Oh my
but
God.
I really tried the long con.
That'd trip me out.
I'm going to start it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to start it again.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because it's not like... Oh, what was the other thing? There was the Truman Show that I thought I was in. And then also... Oh no, so maybe the princess thing.
Yeah. Also,
alien thing.
Alien. Having an alien in your tongue.
No. The fact that like... When we're talking about aliens and we're saying that they would hang out amongst us...
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, are you an alien?
Me?
Yeah.
Would I know?
would you know?
I don't know. It depends if they've done like a total recall, kind of like chipping your head.
Or, you're a hybrid that's been put on the planet to see how well you function.
I think like if someone pretended, like if you started pretending that I was in the Truman Show and like, you know, like looking to cameras and stuff, like it would take me about 5 minutes before I went like actually insane. Like you would see me like trying to kill myself, like just ripping my clothes off, ripping my hair out and walking into incoming traffic.
Yeah.
Oncoming traffic. Like, it would seriously 5 minutes of me thinking, like, I'm not strong enough in the mind.
I just couldn't deal with that. No, you're not, well, as far as I know.
I'm not, yeah.
But how would that even, like, and also, sometimes I'll be doing something and that will pop into my head and I'm like, does nothing more interestingly. So I'll be like, on the computer, like, fucking, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
She's like, and then I like, sit up straight and I'm like, lol, this is fun.
I used to do that all the time. Like,
isn't that so paranoid?
Yeah, it's really paranoid. Like, and that's why I think like I haven't done it as much now, because I'm stronger in the mind than I was. But I would always think that people were watching me. So I'd always like just prance around. Like, I'd always dance like no one was watching me.
Did you love like you've never been hurt? They should make that into a quote.
I know, I might get a tattoo.
Yeah, I get a tattoo. Where?
On my... What's this?
Clavicle?
On my clavicle? No.
Oh, we have breast plate. Name
for it in
Don't say cloaca.
Yeah, on my clavs.
Yeah, on your... On your clubs. Your shortening of words never fails to impress me. I was going to say your clavy C's, but like clavicles.
Yeah, clavicle, yeah.
Clavy C's.
A clavy C's.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect tattoo.
What, if you had to get a big tattoo? Oh my god, did you hear my whistle?
You whistled! Was that in or out?
Yeah, it was out.
Jade can't whistle, just for the record. That's why that's actually exciting.
Yeah, it's gone. But it was there for a second.
Yeah.
I should have.
I wasn't gonna kept it going.
A big tattoo, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, you had, let's say, like, $1,000 to spend on a tattoo.
Okay.
What would you get and where would you put it?
I'd probably get some sort of gorgeous vintage colour pinner on the side of my thigh.
Sure.
And it'd have, like, a frame thing around it, but the frame, like, bursts into all these different colour flowers.
Oh, yep.
Around it. Or instead of a pin-up girl, I'd have a hyper-colour cat.
Oh, sure.
Maybe with a monocle.
Yeah.
Possibly with a top hat.
Yeah.
Depending on how fancy I felt that he or she needed to be.
You can always add these, like...
That's true.
Yeah.
I can get temporary tattoos especially made, and then when I feel like he needs... Like, I'm going to a wedding or something. Yeah,
like, you've got to dress him up.
So I have to put a top hat and the monocle on.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I just go to weddings in a... button-down shirt and underwear.
Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Who's that? Very Rachel. Nice. I don't know why I'm doing.
Oh, look who you were doing. Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel. Just me, old mate, Ray. What else? Tattoos. Fucking...
Imagine if you had a name that was also a thing, right? So like his.
Well, mine kind of is jade.
Oh, it's a colour.
Yeah, and it's stone. Like a stone. It's a precious stone.
Yeah. Because like Ray, I was just thinking Ray is also like Ray of Sunshine. Or Ray-Bans. Although they're named after a person, aren't they?
Ray-Ban.
I reckon my dad went to school with a Ray-Ban.
Now who does he belong to?
Yeah, who's he belong to? Yeah, mother went to school with a Ray-Ban. I'm trying to think of another.
I don't know anyone with the last name Ban.
I feel like it's not, you know, I was thinking today, man, my brain has had such a stoner brain day.
Sure.
I was like, imagine if so I just got married, which is very unlikely, married.
Highly unlikely, but anyway.
Highly suspicious. Is that a Wong? A song? Oh, okay. Here we go. So Highly Unlikely, getting married, Highly Unlikely. Take the my partner's name, Highly Unlikely. Her last name was Sally.
Mr. and Mrs. Caesar. Benjamin Salad.
His name's Caesar. I'm a very nice Greek boy, and his name is Caesar. This is my husband, Caesar. Saladopoulos. But to make us feel more Australian, we call it a short note to Salad. Alice Salad. That got me for ages.
Oh, yeah, no, that's like, that's really got me. What's another funny last name that? I don't know. Maybe I could have. Maybe I could.
Well, if I... You just looked up into the corner then and I thought you were trying to throw me with a Truman Show ref.
No, I wasn't. I was just... Because there's something stuck to the wall over there. I'm trying to make out what it is.
Oh.
It looks like half of a star.
Yeah. In our new... Well, this is... It's a new situation for us because it's our pod... First night in the pod cave.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon, like, Salad... It's got to be something like that where it's not actually a name.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Mm. Like Peg or something.
Mm.
JPEG. Mm. Oh my god! JPEG, like JPEG?
It's JPEG, as in JPEG.
As in the photo file. Adore you.
Yeah, JPEG's alright, but it's kind of salad.
I know.
I'm thinking of like ridiculous things like light switch and clothesline. Like, yeah. I need to just like shorten it.
It needs to be something as simple and dumb as salad.
Yeah.
Alice Salad. That's my show name.
Yeah.
Like if we ever go to a live show and then we have a poster, it'd be like, how do I deal live podcast with Jake Quillen and Alice Salad?
Is that like your, what do the kids bloody call it? Is that like your stage name?
Yeah, my stage name. Like my
character. Jade Stage.
Jade Stage. But you have to say it like that. Jade Stage.
How do I deal presents? Alice Salad and Jade Stage.
And we just walk out like a few chromosomes short. That's so rude.
What?
Oh, I was just being rude.
How long do you think our pizza? Oh, I can tell you actually. It said 9:20 something for our pizza to get delivered.
Oh yeah.
So we've got twins. Very long.
Twins. I can't hardly wait.
Did you ever watch that movie?
No, I don't think I did.
It has our girl in it, J Love Hugh.
What?
Can't hardly wait, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like, you know, the big diggity dogs, the higher ups are going to fire me because I'm not aware of...
You're not across all of J Love Hugh's work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She is our namesake. Yeah. Or she's saying our namesake.
Yeah.
Do you
think she ever felt that she learned how to deal?
I don't know, was it her that... it was Sarah Michelle Gellar that was with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Are they still together?
I think they might have just broken up.
Aww.
That's six names between them.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Mm.
That's insane. Prince, is his middle name? Or his last name?
Well, doesn't he come from like a famous family?
And that's why he's a junior.
Yeah.
Is he a prince because he's really a prince?
No. He's like, I can't remember. I feel like his dad was famous and I can't... It probably sounds really dumb. Maybe, like, lots of people know. I can't think.
No.
I'm pretty sure he comes from, like, good stock. Good Hollywood stock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's why, yeah, you've got to get in there and make a name for yourself. And...
Frederick Prince. Senior.
Frederica Prince. It's a me, Frederica Prince Senior. It's strange that my son didn't take on my strange accent because I live in New Zealand and also South Africa.
Yeah.
And then I moved to... Well, I went to California for a little bit as well.
Yeah.
than Lebanon.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking up on some of these. Yeah, yeah.
And yes, it's trying very hard to get over this accent.
So, when did you have Freddie Prinze J?
When I was 17.
And who, and with whom?
Well, I didn't name it Julie Salad. She was 74.
Really?
Guys. Yes. Mm, yes. Guys. Guys. Yes.
Thank you so much.
No worries, that's the guy name. Thanks, I've got fun to Julie Salad.
Is she still alive? She was 74, like 30 years ago.
Well, Hollywood money keeps people alive, you think?
Sorry, one more time.
Hollywood people keep a lot of money, keeps them alive.
That last bit, one more time.
Keeps them alive.
Keeps them alive. Yes. Hollywood, low money, keeps them alive. Yes. Is it, wait, one more cue. Mm-hmm. Is it true that Walt Disney was frozen?
Look, I only got most speculate. I'm getting myself in any trouble.
Yeah.
So can I say definitely or not indefinitely that well there's a lot or not. Maybe. Not sure. But I'm touching the edge of my nose as if to say maybe did he mop it. Mop it.
And that last bit again.
Mop your life.
Anyway,
I've got the guy. I'm trying to Julie Salad. Bye.
So, yeah. What just happened? I just, actually, out of nowhere, Freddie Prinze Sr. Or Freddie Prinze
Sunday. Oh, Freddie Prinze Sunday.
Freddie Prinze Sunday. Came over. I was chatting about Freddie Prinze J, about Julie Salad, where he's from, blah, 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 blah.
How strange, like, that he even knew that we'd moved locations for the podcast.
Because I know.
Everyone would have been going, sorry, I was still stuck in a weird voice, to the old podcast studio from whence we came.
He knew and actually showed up in the nick of time because I had a lot of questions about Walt Disney, about Freddie Prinze Jr. Oh, that's it.
Yeah. A lot of two questions. Ready to go.
Big old two questions. Oh, hey. Look who it is. Old fucking two questions.
That's like the white trash version of Two Chains.
I got two questions.
It's me, two questions. And it's like something disgusting. Like,
could, like, if you were like a trivia host, your name could be like, I feel like if I was a trivia host, Sage is black.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's sitting there with their pieces of papier, like ready to play trivia. Stage is black.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They've got their papier, we're about to play trivia.
Trivia.
Has everyone got their papier? We're about to play some trivia. Okay.
And then, like, just some, like, really, like, heavy, like, hip hop comes on.
Yeah.
And I come up.
Yeah.
Like, lights on me, and I've got two chains on, but they both have, like, a big letter Q, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I got two questions, and I dropped. No, I shouldn't drop the mic, because I'm about to ask questions.
Yeah. You maybe have, like, a hype man. It's like, everybody, like, feel it. Get your papier out for some trivia, because we've got some two questions. And then you walk out, and you've got your two cues on your chains. Wow. I also just realised who I was being.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the Antwood.
Oh, yeah.
Zeph style?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, James. So your two trivs.
Two questions. Or it could not even trivia. Like, maybe I am two questions. And I'm, like, an interviewer, but I only ask two questions, but they're, like, the best two questions ever.
Yeah.
What are the questions?
What are the questions?
I don't know. I'd really have to think about it, because if there's only two.
Yeah.
Oh, like, are they serious?
I don't know, because you could be notorious for, like, what's your favourite salad?
Yeah.
What's your favourite scary movie?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not It Follows, because I watched it last night.
Oh my god, did you watch all of it though?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
What?
The ending is stupid.
What?
Yeah, and then like
spoilage.
There's off milk in the fridge. Spoilage. It's spoiled. That child gets everything at once. So spoilers. When they're just walking away, and it's just following them.
Chair.
And then it just ends.
Chair.
Like. I suppose how else would it end? That she gets killed.
What's it called again?
It follows.
My work is
done. Well, yeah, I suppose because I'm just used to, like...
And, like, they're not going to get rid of it, and here's why.
Mm.
Fucking tell someone. Like, do what the guy did to the girl. Like, he shagged her, and then he, like, tied her down and was like, I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Because... Like, to save your life, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, I done the fucking wrong thing, by the way.
Yeah.
But, like, it follows.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So they just keep shagging people and fucking killing them because they're not fucking telling them.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I know, but, like, in saying that, I would do that too.
Also, you know the bit where she goes... Sorry, guys, if you haven't seen the movie, just fast forward about 3 minutes. Yeah. So there's... A bit where she is being followed, she's had her arm broken, she runs away, she drives away, goes to the beach.
Oh my god, fucking talk to me about... Oh yeah, sorry.
There's these boys on the boat.
Yeah.
And she just, like, the starts shot... stripping out. Yeah, and swimming out, and that's all you... That, what did that prove?
Well, then it showed her driving, and it showed her cast was all busted up and wet, so she'd obviously, like, driven out there and fucked them.
Oh! Yeah. See, I thought it was, but then she was like...
when they're driving to that other place, you see, like, one of the guys standing on the roof.
Oh, it was him.
It was one of, yeah, because I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah. Also, what was really annoying about it was, just like a lot of stupid things where you're like, oh my god, like, no, don't do that, don't do that.
When her back was facing the forest.
Yes, yeah. Apparently, Quentin Tarantino, did I tell you this? Yeah. Like, saw the movie. Was like, you know, said that there's some really, like, poorly thought out bits. I don't know exactly what he said.
Yeah.
But said that he's only saying that because he really liked it. Like, yeah. It is good. The story is really cool.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so frustrating. It's so, so frustrating. Or, like, how dumb she is throughout the whole thing. Like, it's following you. Like, you know the drill. Like, no one else can see it.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And she's like... She'll just, like, run up the stairs into her bedroom. Just fucking run. Get in the car.
That's so infuriating.
And she's, like, always... Like, is it just me? Or is every scene, like, her sitting with her back facing a fucking forest?
Yeah.
With everyone else looking, but they can't see it. Oh. Anyway, but I thought it was good. I was, like, genuinely scared.
I haven't watched a scary movie in ages.
Me is. Me
I get is. A little bit... sensitive now.
Oh, I'm so sensitive. Did I tell you what happened afterwards?
You started crying?
Yeah. Like, and all the way through it, I was like, duh, like, just like throwing a big tanty.
Mm-hmm.
And then it finished, and I was like, oh, I'm so tired. I was with quite long hair. He, like, went downstairs to, like, I don't know, go to the toilet or something like that. I, like, fell asleep and woke up, like, 30 seconds later and was like,
where are you?
Yeah.
It's I wish I was braver. I'm not as brave anymore.
Yeah, but I think it's because you know all the scurry things that, like, can happen anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Are you sweating in here? I'm so hot.
I'm not too bad. And normally I'm quite warm.
Normally I'm quite cold.
What is happening?
Body swap. Freaky Friday.
I just grabbed my chest as if it was, but we didn't body swap.
Freaky Friday. Freaky Tuesday, more like it. Taco Tuesday, more like it.
I can't wait for food.
Oh, gosh.
Feud.
And I hope there's so much of it.
Yeah. Like, in that sound, you keep blinking so weirdly. And it's because it's throwing me off.
Because I'm shitting my head. I'm blinking like someone that, like, blinks weird. Yeah. Do you know those people?
Yes.
Like,
you look like you have, like, a massive... No, you look like when you're walking the grounds of, like, a mental hospital and you look at someone sitting there...
Like, it's, like, two normal blinks and, like, a really...
Yeah, hard blink.
A real deep
one. Are you, like, trying to Morse code or something to me?
No, I'm not. Okay? It's because I've got shit in my eyes. Like,
do you shit in your eyes?
Yeah. Do you ever get just like bits of shit in your eyes? Yeah. All the time?
And like, oh, it's worse when you get a like a gluggy white floaty bit over the top of your pupil. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is the end.
Okay. Anyway, so here's the thing. I love those, by the way. I love picking those out.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. Everyone does. Yeah. Also, some people don't know what they are. Like, I've explained it to so many people. I was explaining it to our friend, I can't remember what we called him. Just like a Dobbs.
Oh, he didn't have one, did he?
Anyway, I was explaining.
Long, cool, adorable?
Yeah.
Natalie.
I was like telling him about it because I had something on my own, and then I was like, yeah, these things, blah, blah, blah. And we're at a pub. And I was like, do you want me to go? Do you want me to go to the bathroom and get this, like, the, you know what I'm talking about? It's like, eye booger. So I was like, I will just go to the bathroom and get this eye booger out of my eye and, like, come back and show you if you want. Would that be something that we could do?
Yeah.
And he didn't want to, but he had no idea what I was talking about.
Weird that he didn't want to. It's pretty bad. My cousin.
I wouldn't mind seeing yours.
Oh, see, I don't get them that often, and I don't get to pick them out. They kind of just glide back inside of my head, never to be seen again. Oh. They become part of my thought process.
What about if you put your finger like in the corner of your eye and just like
Right now?
Yep.
I don't think anything would happen because there's nothing in there. But my cousin, I'm going to call her Fake Crazy Extensions, has used to wear so much eyeliner and mascara every single day.
Yeah.
That she would be, when she pulled out her eye boogers, they were like long and black, like thick, long black. It's like, ew! Yeah. Your face looks like you're post orgasm. That's what nice for you.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I'm, that's what I'm talking about. Who says that?
Willis. What are you talking about, Willis?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What was Willis talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis? What are you talking about, everybody? I don't know. What was he doing? So, yeah, you just asked that. I don't know.
Always talking about something that somebody did not understand.
Was he?
What are you talking about, Willis? Quantum physics or something.
Is that, like, was that said in one episode? Like, what are you talking about, Willis?
I'm not sure.
Or was it said, was it like a catchphrase that was said in every episode? Different strokes, maybe? Maybe.
Yeah, it's just weird pop culture stuff that for some reason I know that, but I've never seen the show.
Chair.
Yeah.
Chair.
Kmart has some cheap chairs at the moment.
Kmart is absolutely.
Kmart is Bows with a W in it.
Bows. B-A-W-S.
Yeah.
Bows.
Like pause. Like pause, but with a B.
Pause.
Boys.
Pause. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Your dog, Daisy, has paws, but Kmart's a boys. I can't do it now. Boys. Boys. Okay, wait, I'm having a stroke. Different strokes.
What else? Yeah, Kmart is the tits.
It is the tits. It is Supremo Grande.
Yeah. Mentaine what about Targs? What's Target doing?
It's not as good. I mean, is the quality higher, maybe?
I don't know. I know the prices, you know what I'm saying?
High is Alec trying to find a reference. And not having one. High as a bloody bird in the sky.
Yeah.
High as a kite? Yeah.
That's what people say, I think. High as a kite. Is that Daisy crying?
Is she crying or meowing?
Does it?
Yeah, she's crying.
Oh my god, I have to go get her.
Daisy having a little Shen some eye water. Dazu,
come.
Were you crying?
Were you crying?
Daisy was crying.
Daisy, were you crying? You're losing it. Come here.
As if, Daisy. As if.
Come here. Oh, she's so happy now.
She's a little happy Gilmore. Are you a happy Gilmore, Daisy?
I do.
Ew, she just sneezed on me.
Daisy. Hi, Daisy.
Yes, so, absolutely everybody in the whole wide world.
Vanessa Emma Rossi. What's she doing, I wonder?
She dyed her hair red at some stage and then just got, I think she had a, oh, she had a song.
Absolutely everybody.
Yeah, no, but recently.
Shawn?
Within the last
no. Year, that's oh, that was
like
not
maybe
recently.
Like 50 years ago. Yeah, but I often, you know, I think I sit and I think Amorosi. What you doing?
Emma, where are you?
Emma, more about what you're doing right now. I'm more a little curious about what's going on in your life right now.
Emma Rossi, you mean?
Emma Rossi's a red, violets are blue. What have you been doing? Yeah,
we're really good at riffing, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're so good. Yeah.
Also slam poetry in general, really good at. Slam poetry.
Slam poetry. I don't know what she's doing, but do you think like she had a couple of CDs, didn't she? Like a few albums.
Were they singles?
I am pretty sure my great grandma bought me one of her CDs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, she's the product of Mark Holden.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Not the child, but the product. So he wrote her songs. You know Mark Touchdown
yeah.
Holden?
Yeah.
Wrote her songs and, like, kind of did a Miley on her, like, mm. when she was young.
Mm.
Not manipulated her. Who knows? I don't know what kind of person Mark Holden is. Maybe he's nice. Maybe he's creepy AF.
Yeah.
I would lean on creepy AF. He looks creepy.
Well, like, yeah, there's that footage of him dancing in the clown costume, like, on Dancing with the Stars. Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, don't watch it.
I'm scared of
because I feel sorry for him. Like, he's probably a really nice G.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a really nice G.
And really nice ghost. Ghost. Mark. Mark Ghost Holden. Mark Ghost Touchdown Holden.
Yeah.
Mark Ghost Clown College Touchdown.
Sorry. Clown College.
Yeah.
Ghost drop.
Delicious.
Has she, like, did she set it? Like, I don't know, like, how much money do you make in the biz in Australia? Like,
well,
has she set herself up for life or what?
I was just thinking the other day about Ella Hooper.
Mm.
And, like, how many CDs, I don't know, it's such a strange thing, but I was stalking her on Instagram.
Mm.
And I was like, how much money would have you made to set yourself up with Killing Heidi from when she was, like, 16 or 17?
Mm.
And made maybe, like, I don't know, 4 albums or something?
Did they?
Yeah. And then she did, like, and then she just disappeared. And I'm like, I don't think Ella Hooper would just be working at a cafe. Like, I think, like, maybe she was?
Yeah. Like, there's no shame in it.
Text in, guys. Let us know.
Yeah. Call in. Text in. Buzz in.
044-8-7692. It's a pizza.
You know, sometimes, when, like, on a home phone, maybe on mobile phones,
mm-hmm.
when you'd call a number and it would just call out, like, it would just keep calling and then it would just call out. And then sometimes, like, this weird voice would come on and just go, like, 4, 6.
Oh, that's so scary.
9.
Is not available?
7. No, it would just say random numbers.
What?
Yes, I'm not even kidding.
Oh, like, that makes...
5, 2.
That's in itself a horror
6,
movie.
6, 1. 8.
What was it counting?
12. Is there 12?
1, 2.
Just like the random numbers.
No, I've never experienced that.
It was eerie.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel gross and scared now.
Or maybe it could be a horror movie and they're saying numbers.
Mm.
But it's some kind of, what's Morse code is that?
That's like dot dash.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just think it's numbers, but, like, then you put them together and it's, like, a date. It's, like, the date you're going to die.
That upsets me so much. Also, you can buy that off us, guys, for 4 easy payments of $75.75.
Yeah, $75.75. You good little lady.
You want to get it right now.
What's the time? Oh, my God, I'm starving.
Pizza's going to be here soon. Pizza's going to be here soon.
I'm just checking. I'm just checking the exact. I want the exact time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 21:27.
What's the time now?
We've got 4 minutes.
Oh my god.
4 minutes.
Alright guys, we've got 4 minutes to save the world. Is that a Madonna song?
We only got 4 minutes to save.
And 4 minutes. Look at what 4 minutes. Look at what. I just started having a spasm then.
It's JT and Madonna. Anyway. What a fucking, we've wasted. Did that song go for 4 minutes? I don't care, actually.
It should have.
I just want my peaks.
You know what? Absolute missed marketing opportunity if that song didn't go for exactly 4 minutes.
Because they keep saying, like, we've only got 4 minutes.
To save the world.
Is it
to save the world?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I would equate it to, if it's like a club anthem rhyme.
Mm. Do they think that song was going to save the world? Is that the idea?
Maybe. Hey, how do we know that it didn't?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. I'm thinking that it's more along the lines of if it doesn't say save the world, which it probably does, I'm not sure about.
Sounds about right.
That
it sounds like something better.
It's similar to, say, you know, when like you're single and you're young and you get this desperate feeling when you're at the club and you're like, I just want to go home with somebody, it doesn't matter who.
Mm.
And then you look at your watch and you've got 4 minutes, 4 minutes, and you're just like desperately trying to find somebody before the lights come on.
I've never experienced that. I know I sounded like an old person. I was yawning.
But also, I've never experienced that. I have multiple times.
Oh, maybe I have. I don't know, like in a past life. I don't know, maybe I have. Anyway.
But that song comes on and it's like, blah, 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 and I'm just like, 4 minutes, 4 minutes.
So maybe it's like, you know how sometimes at pubs they play that song like, it's closing time.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
The original.
Maybe they play 4 minutes now. Maybe that's what they're playing at the clubs.
I think it's in the good clubs that they're playing 4 minutes.
Yeah, so then everyone like, yeah.
What other songs have numbers in them?
Oh, so many.
I'm trying to think of one. I know that there is some.
Like that 1, 2, 3, 4 song by Feist? Or are we talking club anthems?
Oh, well, you know, that could be a remixed anthem, maybe. It was on Sesame Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she played it on Sesame Street.
That was a bit cute.
Very cute.
What else?
Rock Around the Clock, It's Just About Time.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie? Oh my goodness.
What happened to your voice?
I'm like Peter Brady in the Braver.
It's like
Oh no, I just forgot what I was going to say because my voice threw me so much. Have you seen the movie About Time?
No, is that the Justin Timberlake one?
No.
Where he's got the time in his arm? Oh. Justin Timberlake loves counting things down. I just realised it.
What other songs can you think of any other songs that he sings?
About Time.
Mm.
There's Time After Time, classic JT.
Oh, yeah, that number one JT club anthem.
Yeah. If you're lost and you look, you can find a dick in a box. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, he does like Canada Time, what can I say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those two examples prove.
He had me fooled.
He feels. Oh, I can't wait for my field.
Well, if the pizza comes now, it'll be on top.
We should have said, come to the pod cave.
Yeah.
Into the cave.
What can we call this? I don't want to call it a pod cave because that's, I think, someone else, isn't it?
It might be Will Anderson's. It is, yeah.
Well,
also, we don't
like
that.
But, like, it is pod cave. It is. It's a.
Well, what do I like that has a cave? All right, so, like.
Like dolphins and stuff.
Yeah.
Cove. Is it a pod
No, because the documentary, The Cove, is the saddest documentary in the whole
world. Okay, I don't
know
if I want to hear about it then.
Yeah.
No.
I know, you can tell from my voice and my face that that's not going to happen. Well, I think it's like headquarters.
HQ.
Pod HQ.
PHQ.
What's my PhD favorite?
Pure Hard Dance.
Pure Hard Dance. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Well, yeah, look, I'm just looking at it now. It's got some brass.
Bricks. Brick.
We're actually just saying out loud each individual brick that
we're going to be here for a while.
Brick. Red brick. I got me a red brick pod cave. No, a potty. The pod garage. Garage pod.
Do you know, I think it's hard because, like, podcast is such a, like, it's, do you know what I mean? Like, pod doesn't really sound great with anything. It's too futuristic. It's too dolphin-y.
Yeah. It's too dolphin-y. It's too,
Because today,
are they cat dolls? Oh, no, my PCD, not PA.
We could call it PCD.
We could say, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me. We could
say one of their other songs.
Buttons.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Listen up, my buttons, babe. Saying what you do to me.
Julie Andrews rendish.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, IGTG.
Yep, let's get this beat. I've got
to go and sit near the door. Remember that time we ordered food and it took ages to come? So we sat up at the table and pretended to eat like we were in the movie, like The Little Princess.
And
the food came.
Yes.
That.
Do you want to go do that?
Yes, that's exactly what I want to
go. Let's go get our pretend knife and fork and stuff out.
Yeah.
Oh no, did we get a real... We went and got like the condiments and stuff.
Yeah, we did. We got everything, so let's do that.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Scratch. Yeah, later.
Boogies, boogies, bye guys.